But this coming Sunday is Atzeret B'Tevis, one of the four fast days for the Zecher, this Korban HaBayis. We know in general there are six basic fast days. We have Yom Kippur in its own league, which is the only biblical fast day. And in fact, the only time we have a biblical fast day, we also have a mitzvah Erev Yom Kippur, according to many, a mitzvah min HaTorah that you have to eat. And then so that's the only one min HaTorah, the only fast day we have. Then we have, they usually go together, mentioned the four fast days, Zecher, Korban HaBayis, the Tzom HaRevi, the Tzom of the fourth month, the Tzom HaChamishi, the Tzom of the fifth month, the Tzom HaShavi, the fast of the seventh month, and Tzom HaSiri, the fast of the tenth month. So that's we have the four fast days, Yitzayin Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Atzeret B'Tevis. Those are the Navi Zechariah talks about. Those are, we'll see, V'Sasan and V'Simcha. They were happy days when the Beit HaMikdash was up, and they became fast days when the destruction. Those four usually go together. We'll see Tisha B'Av, we'll see, will probably be in a different category. And then even on a lower level, or a different level, is Tainus Esther. That's what they call us, a Tainus Shel Simcha. That's from Megillat Esther. That's a different type of Tainus. So one of the most, maybe most important question about a Tainus, but definitely the most popular question is, when is it over? When is the fast over? So perhaps we'll discuss tonight about Sov Zman Tainus. When exactly does the fast end? And where does the calendar get its time? So we'll discuss a little Zman Hayom, obviously, to understand that. We'll have to have some background on Ben HaShemashas and other things. So, the Gemara says in Pesachim, and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, it has actually a dispute in the Gemara, what's the status of Ben HaShemashas of Tisha B'Av. So Ben HaShemashas is twilight. So is the time period between sunset and when the three stars come out, that's known as Ben HaShemashas. So the Gemara has a machlokes on whether one is permitted to eat during Ben HaShemashas Tisha B'Av. So we'll come back to what the issue is in the Machlokes, Minchas Chinuch, or Gemara Rosh Hashanah. But before that, let's just go back and explain exactly what is Ben HaShemashas, the two famous Shitas, not limited to them, but they're known as Shitas Rabbeinu Tam and Shitas Hagra. And we'll see, it's not just the Rabbeinu Tam, it's the Ramban, it's the Rashba. So the Gemara, it starts off with an apparent contradiction between two Gemaras. Exactly how long is this? Everyone agrees the time before whatever sunset is, as we'll see, but the time before sunset is definitely Vadayom. It's definitely into the daytime, all the mitzvahs Hayom to be done then. And when the three stars come out, say Tachuchavim, that's considered Laila, L'chol mitzvahs. But what about the time period in between, the Ben HaShemashas? How do we figure that out? So there seems to be an apparent contradiction between two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Shabbos and Lamed Daled Amud Beis. How long is the period of Ben HaShemashas? So the Gemara there seems to say it's three quarters of a meal. A meal is like a mile, it's a Persian mile. But for our purposes, the way the Mishnah Berurah most posts can bring down, we'll assume a meal, the time it takes a meal is 18 minutes. That's a meal. So the Gemara says, Ben HaShemashas is three quarters of a meal. We'll go with 13 and a half minutes. So from the Gemara in Shabbos, on the Lamed Daled Amud Beis, Ben HaShemashas seems to be 13 and a half minutes. In other words, if Shkia sunsets at 5 o'clock, so then between 5 and 5:13 and a half would be Ben HaShemashas. And after 5:13 and a half would be Laila. From that Gemara. However, there's another Gemara in Pesachim and Avsadi Dawid, which says, you know how long Ben HaShemashas is? The time it takes not only to walk three quarters of a meal, but the time it takes to walk four Persian miles. So, which would be 4 times 18 equals 72. So according to the Gemara in Pesachim, the Ben HaShemashas seems to be 72 minutes. So in other words, of Shkia if sunset was at 5 o'clock, so then 6:12 would be Seitzah Chochavim. So how do we reconcile that Tosis and Psachim raises the contradiction? As Tosis used to style in general, Tosis, as Rav Chaim Velazhin points out, Tosis assumes all Shas works in unison. That if you have a steer in the Gemara, it must mean that the way there's a Yishuv, as opposed to other approaches, it's a Machlokas Asugyas, Machlokas and Gemaras. Tosis in general works with the Pshat that you can be Yashav everything in Shas because it's all one. So Tosis raises this question, how do we reconcile the Gemara in Shabbos, which said, Ben Ashmashas is the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a meal, 13 and a half minutes. And the Gemara of Sachem says the time it takes to walk 4 meal. So there's the famous Rabbeinu Tam of Sachem. He says as follows. He says, really, he says, what we call sunset, when you look in the papers, it says sunset, that's what he'll call Shkia Rishna, two Shkias. One is halakhically meaningless and one is halakhically significant. No, meaningless, but not as important. The Shkia Rishona and Shkia Shnia. He says, what we call sunset, he says, that's not really halakhically significant. He says, for the first 58 and a half minutes, he says, how do you reckon that the Gemara is the 4 meals? He says, 4 meals, so 72 minutes, Rabbi Notam says, that is Seitzah Chochavim. But what is Ben Hashmashash? Begin the minus 3/4 of a meal. In other words, he says 58 and a half minutes from basically what we call sunset. So in our example, if sunset's 5 o'clock, so Rabbi Notam says, that Shkia Rishona is still considered Badai Yom. It's definitely day for the next 58 and a half minutes. You could shake your lulav, do a bris milah, any mitzvah during the day. It's not a shaila. The first 58 and a half minutes after what we call, or what we look, what looks like sunset to us, is still not sunset, it's vadayom. It's the 58 and a half minutes, between 58 and a half minutes and 72, that is what we call ben hashmashos. That's suffik yom, suffik laila. And after 72 minutes, that's considered vadayom. In fact, they say over that when the, in different places in Europe and Hungary, and the Satmar Rebbe, they say when he came over to America, so in fact many Hasidim will see they follow the Rabbeinu Tam, Ben Lakula, Ben Lachumra. So when the Samurai came over to America, they used to do Malacha half an hour after sunset, 40 minutes. That's Vadayom, according to Rabbeinu Tam. So therefore, they realized the minute there were a bunch of meetings when they came over to America among the Rabbanim in New York, and one of the meetings was that I'll cover to them, we'll get to the Vilna Gaon Shita, we're not going to do Malacha after sunset. But really, Meikar Adin, and that was, many people followed it straight out, Rabbeinu Tam Shita, in those towns, they did Malacha up until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, that's Vadayom. And similarly, whatever it came out to be, you see Hasidim 20 minutes after Shkia, 30 minutes, you know, they might make fun of them, the davening Minchi after Shkia. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. In fact, it's Rov Rishonim. In fact, the Mechaber passes that way. So
that they didn't have respect for the Vilna Gaon, that they didn't drop. Now,
they
when
didn't
doing Malacha, they dropped that because of respect for the Vilna Gaon Shita. But davening Mincha, they kept.
No, that could,
or at a later
time. Right, Mincha, I mean, they just came in the minute of America. They established that that since most people were accepting the Vilna Gaon sheet, so they didn't have to. It was just a chumra from them. The Iker Adin, according to Rabbi Tam, it's no shaila. Yavad they do it. Well, obviously, Shabbos is more chumra than davening Minchay after Shkia. So, whatever the reasons, that's what they took on. They took on out cover to the grow, the Minig America, whatever the reasons were, it doesn't make a difference, is they stopped doing. That's why today I'm saying you don't find Chassidim doing Malacha after Shkia. They've accepted that chumra of America, but if you really follow Rabbeinu Tam and you're stuck on the highway b'shas adchak, then you have Rabbeinu Tam to rely on. But that's what we'll discuss that more later. But either way, that's Rabbeinu Tam sheet. The Rabbeinu Tam sheet.
Why 58 and a half?
Because that's the minus. It's a 3/4 meal before the 72 minutes.
3/4.
The 4 meal is the 72 minutes. That's vada laila. So three quarters of a meal. So that's the 13 and a half. That's the 58 and a half minutes.
What? The third of the 72 is not 58 and a half, is it?
No, 3 quarters
subtract 13
and a half.
No, 3 quarters
of
the middle, 13 and a half.
So 72
subtract.
Oh, you subtract 3 quarters from 4.
Right, that's how he's saying, right.
I see.
So therefore, that's how, that sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. He says, that's how you reconcile the Gemaras. One is Shkia, one is this.
Minus 4? 3 quarters of a mil minus 4?
4 mils minus 3 quarters. So meaning, 3 and 1 quarter.
Right, so in other words, everyone agrees that Hashmashas is 13 and a half minutes. Both, the question is, when does it start? We're going to say, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's the last 13 and a half minutes right before Laila. Well, it's going to be also for the Grub, but he has a different definition when Laila is. So so that's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita.
That's
the Halakha at Shkia Shnia, and that's the significant Shkia. The Vilna Gaon's famous Kasha on Rabbeinu Tam is, the famous two words he has, hachush machish. Well, you never, did Rabbi Otab live in a cave or something? Did he never walk outside? When did you find 3 stars out at 13 and a half minutes after sunset? It's still like broad daylight almost, 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. So what are you talking about? Therefore, the Vilna Gaon, that's not therefore, but if he rejects the Rabbeinu Tam completely, he has a totally different shot. He says, no, the kasha is, he says,
three, I didn't get that.
Is Laila.
No, not
the way the
Tom holds,
Laila
doesn't begin until
58 and a half minutes.
It's 58 and a half minutes.
I didn't understand what you said.
No, right, okay, that's just the, right, it was the opposite,
yes,
under
the
Dome of Gum.
The Tom is the other way.
Right.
No, I thought Hashmash means that, doesn't he see that it's dark? Because it's after sunset, how could you consider that it's still daytime?
Right. No, right, that's the whole issue of Ben Hashmashas. Why is Ben Hashmashas a suffix? Because on one hand, it's sunset, but on the other hand, it's still light out. But it's but no, but he says it, but the grass is, it gets darker much before. He does say, he says it gets much darker way before 73 stars come out way before 72 minutes. That's what he says. Achosh Machesh, and it comes out.
It would be dark.
Yeah, he thinks way before. He thinks 13 and a half minutes is dark. But he's asking everybody, you know, Tom doesn't know what, it becomes night way before 72 minutes.
Even before 15.
Right. But what does he learn? The Pshat? He learns the Pshat. He takes the Gemara, which says 3 quarters of a meal. That's the Ben Hashmashas. What about the Gemara about 4 meal? What's the relevance of 4 meal? The Gemara, which says 72 minutes. So again, so he says, the other way, like opposite Rabbi Otam, he says there's something called Seit HaKochavim and Seit Kol HaKochavim. This is the halachic Seit HaKochavim means when 3 stars come out, that's Seit HaKochavim. That's 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. He says that's Seit HaKochavim, 3 stars come out. 72 minutes, he says that's a description. Lashon B'nei Adam, that's 4 meals, say, all by 72 minutes, all the stars are out already. But it's not a halakhically significant time period. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam warns, our sense is not halakhically significant. Shni is the key. And the Gra says, similarly, but Seis HaKochavim, he says, the main Gemara is the 3 quarters of a meal. After 13 and a half minutes, it's Vada Laila. What about the Gemara 4 meal? That's just a mitzvah, a description that's when Seis Kol HaKochavim. At 72 minutes, is when all the stars around, no more stars are coming out anymore. So you have a fundamental machlokas, the Vilna Gaon. We'll call it the Vilna, we'll see it's the Gaonim actually, which came before the Rishonim actually. That's our point out. I heard from Rabbi Khan, one of my Rebbeim at YU. He wanted to claim that the Vilna Gaon side of the Gaonim came first. They held the Shita, and Rabbeinu Tam came along. Everyone started following Rabbeinu Tam. And the Vilna Gaon, it was just restoring the old minhag that like the Gaonim, that was the Gaonim sheet. So either way, you have a fundamental machlokas, the Vilna Gaon and Rabbeinu Tam, exactly when is the Ben Hashmashas. Everyone agrees it's 13 and a half minutes. So in a 5 o'clock example, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, it'd be by 5...
That for 500 years they do it one way and then Rabbeinu Tam would come and say, no. You're way off.
No, that's part of it, and that's what all the different Svarim discuss. Rav Druk, I think, has a sefer on Zmani Hayom, one of the classics. It's one thing, I guess the villain to go and says 13 and a half minutes, everybody else says 16, 18. Okay, you're in the ball, how could they be so far away? Like, how is it possible that one could say 13 and a half minutes and one could say 72? So some want to suggest the following is, depends what stars are we talking about.
So you're going to give an example. Who's going to say, so 5 o'clock is...
Right, so 5 o'clock is sunset. So the next, according to the villain to go, in the next 13 and a half minutes is Ben HaShemashah, Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. 5:13.